This is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
It is the iHeart Talk Radio Network. Once a week, we like to take a different profession and or hobby and do an Ask Anything topic. We stumbled across something that is quite unique, and we think it'll be pretty interesting to listen to. Ask a Bigfoot researcher anything is the name of the topic. Ryan Willis is with us, who founded the Sasquatch Society at Trent University, and he joins us right now. Ryan, thank you very much for your time.
Jim, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here and answer some questions for your fans.
All right. We really appreciate this. How long have you been doing this, Ryan?
So I've been Bigfooting since I was a kid, probably since I was about, 11 or 12 in there, and then started the society at Trent, and then after I graduated from Trent, started the TV show Sasquatch University, and we have season 2 airing in the fall in September, and we'll be filming over the summer. So if anyone out there has seen a Bigfoot or knows something, reach out at sasquatchuniversity.com to tell us about your Bigfoot encounter. We might have you on the show.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about how you got on this show. You were at a bar and you met our producer, correct?
Yes. Actually, a friend to some of my friends, so kind of cool that way.
Mutual friends? Is that what the story is? Yeah.
Yes, really good buddies of mine, yeah.
Okay. And they know her or they know her friends?
So my really good buddy's buddy, his buddy stayed in your producer's friend. So I guess that's the whole connection there. But yeah. So great time down at Two Cats.
Down at Two Cats in Toronto. Okay, so at that point, she came into the station the next day and she said, you know what I met? I met a Bigfoot researcher. And I said, you got to get that dude on the air. And then she reached out to you and got you on the air.
Yes. I'm glad she did. I'm very excited to be here and see what some of the people out there want to know about Sasquatches.
Okay, so have you... Again, you got interested as a kid.
Yes.
And how did you get Trent University, a well-respected university, to put their name on this?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think for them, they have all kinds of clubs and societies there. So if enough students get together and want to register one, like, they have to approve it, of course. But, I think they're pretty, willing to approve most clubs as long as it's, appropriate and everything. And, we had a lot of students that were really interested in Sasquatch research, and it kind of started out with, like, 15 or 20 of us, and it's now over 300 members. So it's pretty cool, and they're still going even though I'm not at Trent anymore. It's a great club.
Is there a difference between Bigfoot and Sasquatch?
Some researchers might say a difference in the word or but in terms of the creature, no, it's very interchangeable.
How would you describe what you call research?
Yeah, I mean, that can be described in a lot of ways. It's really kind of a loose and gray term when you kind of start to dive into squatching, because there's some people that, are in it a little bit and try to look for things when they can, and then, that can be called research, and it is, as long as you're really just looking. But the more serious ones like myself and other ones out there, it's really, a matter of going out in the field and trying to find these things, doing howls, tree knocks, setting up trail cameras, talking to people, talking to witnesses, and just trying to get all the information you can, seeing where people are seeing the most Sasquatches, how often, what time of year. Just get all the intel you can, and then talking with researchers is another great way too. So all those things.
How many other researchers are there? Like, do you guys all keep in contact, you there at Trent University and perhaps other researchers around? Is it around the world or around North America?
Oh, around the world, really. North America has most of them, but there's great researchers in other parts of the world that, they're awesome, and I'm really glad that, I get the chance to talk from them, and we all get to learn from each other, which is pretty cool. So there's even some groups and kind of societies that some of, like, the more well-known researchers that kind of come together and have talks every so often, it's really cool to get to be a part of, because you learn a lot that isn't really out there on the internet, or you can't find just kind of by typing in Bigfoot Intel or it's great.
Have you traveled a lot around Canada in terms of trying to find Bigfoot?
Most of my traveling for Bigfoot has been within the province of Ontario. I've been out to BC. I've been to Alberta before, but most of the times I've been out there, not really to do with Bigfoot so much, even though when I was in BC, I stopped off to do a little hiking to see if I could find any sort of thing, but it wasn't a lot of time I got to do that. So really more so just Ontario so far.
But in North America or in Ontario, where are most of the... I was going to say legitimate sightings. Is that even a thing? Like, where would you say the legitimate sightings of Bigfoot and or Sasquatch are?
You know what? That's a great question, because, a lot of people, I think, out east kind of doubt that they're there. But, we get reports really from all over the country. But British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan are all big ones. Up in the Yukon too, Northwest Territories, we hear stuff from there, of course. Really all over the country and all over the states, you get reports from all those, but the most of them is definitely British Columbia and Alberta. And then Ontario is really good too. I think it's a very underrated place for Sasquatch.
What about Quebec? Are you getting a lot of Sasquatches, and how does it translate in French?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the French word there actually for Bigfoot would be.
Can somebody please call us if you're listening in Quebec? How do you say Bigfoot or Sasquatch in French? But do you get a lot of calls or sightings in Quebec?
Yes, we do. We get some pretty cool ones too. And they're in neat areas where you kind of look at the map and you're like, oh, I see how that, why they would be there. A lot of truckers on the roads see them in Quebec on certain roads. So, yeah, it's neat. Yeah.
Who is seeing them the most? You bring up truckers, but who is seeing them the most? People who have farms or cottages or like hunters?
Yeah, kind of all of the above, all those groups. But, usually the ones that kind of have the most interactions are ones that live out in really like rural places. And, every few years, maybe not every few years, but like every few years in those areas, a sighting comes up, or people even see them like multiple times on the property and stuff. So, kind of all those groups, really.
A lot of people might think when you mention this that you're trying to pull their leg. Are you, or you're actually serious about this?
No, I'm very serious about it, and I get asked that every now and then, especially back when I started the society and everything. But no, I'm very serious about it, and I've been doing this for a long time now, and I put a lot of work and effort into everything too. So I'm really glad I get to. I never really thought I'd be able to get to do it. The amount I am, but I love it so much, and our team does too. So it's great to get to do that.
How many people are in your team?
Yeah, so really the core group of us with the show investigating is probably like four or five of us, but okay. Sometimes we have larger groups come out, kind of depending what we're doing, so it can go up to like 10 or more. But kind of the core team is kind of like four or five of us, and then they're all great guys who love what they're doing, so it's great.
What is the research? And what I mean by that is, how long have you been actively doing it, and how often will you go out into the field? And if you haven't seen anything, how demoralizing does that get?
It can get really demoralizing, especially when you have really good feeling about an area. Because there'll be a spot where, we go and maybe someone's got a picture or a video, and then we talk to a few other people and they've seen stuff really close to there. In heard stuff or have audio recordings, and we're like, okay, like this is really a neat spot, and we'll go set up, and even if we don't see things ourselves, we like to leave behind like trail cams and different things to monitor what is there. So even when you go, and even if it's not yourself, you go even like afterwards, you're always praying for the trail cams, right? And sometimes when you open them up and you have a really good feeling about a place and there's nothing, it is demoralizing. But other times you do get signs and evidence and things that point you in the right direction, or you see something. And That's always really positive. But you know, there's a lot more not seeing stuff than seeing stuff. So it can be demoralizing at times. But when you get those little glimpses of hope, it's great.
That is Ryan Willis. More of our conversation. He is with the Sasquatch Society at Trent University. He's a Bigfoot researcher. Your questions at 71010 on our text board will continue in a moment on the iHeartTalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
David Cooper's here next hour on the iHeartTalk Radio Network. You're in the middle of nonstop, about to be commercial-free back-to-back. Questions for a Bigfoot researcher. You heard me right. Ryan Willis is with us. He is the founder of the Sasquatch Society at Trent University and in conversation with us right now. Your text's at 71010. 71010. One person wants to know what your favorite Bigfoot or Sasquatch in the media has been and whether or not you watched Harry and the Hendersons.
You know what? I actually haven't seen Harry and the Hendersons, and so many people tell me I have to. I'm not a huge movie guy, I
guess.
Sitcom
guy, yep.
I mean, I like the odd one, but I don't watch a ton of movies and stuff. I don't know. I really just read.
There's nothing that Hollywood has done, I guess, that has excited you, because it's probably usually joking about it, and you're not, this is something you're serious about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I still appreciate, you know, anything they do, including Bigfoot, you know, of course. So I definitely have to watch it sometime. But my favorite famous Bigfoot might be Patty, but that's kind of like saying your favorite hockey player, Sidney Crosby,
yeah.
You know? Kind of basic.
I heard somebody, I saw a video of you and somebody was asking you about the $6 Million Man episode where he fought Bigfoot. Yeah. I thought that reference was something that would be lost on you. I think you're too young to know that one.
I am too young to know it, but I have had people older than me tell me about it. So
okay.
I do know what they're talking about with it.
People want to know where you're looking, Crown land or private property?
Both. Like anywhere there's reports, we go. And I love it when we get to go to private property. Because I mean, we've had some like cool experiences getting to go to some of those. I mean, like, but it's all beautiful land, and it's all you know, definitely can house a Bigfoot. So I love all of it. We definitely go to both.
Okay, somebody asks. So, but they have like 10. O's in it, so it's so. Have you seen any or what?
Yeah, well, this past winter, not while we were filming, unfortunately, we wrapped filming a while before then, but I saw kind of like a big black mass kind of move behind a tree, and then I couldn't see it after that, and I almost thought there was hair on the back, and I'm still kind of kicking myself. I'm like, was that what it was, or was it an interdimensional one? There's all these different theories as to what they can do. So I'm really still kind of just confused in my mind about what I saw. So there's that. And then we've had other stuff happen too, where rocks have been thrown and, you know, you hear some strange things out there at night and, you know, howls and things. And, but yeah, so, you know, those kind of things go on but yeah, I mean, I always love it. We get to go talk to witnesses that, you know, so many people in Ontario see them too. So
how many people are willing to go on record? Because if so many people are seeing them, why aren't we hearing about it in the news? Why isn't there more evidence, pictures, videos, that sort of stuff?
I'm not really sure, to be honest, because, you know, we go on, you know, shows like this and different news and we, you know, like at the start of the show, I mentioned how to get in touch with us at our website, SasquatchUniversity.com, to report, you know, any info. And through that, we've had, like, a lot of luck with people getting in touch with, you know, pictures, videos, audio recordings, like, you know, DNA samples, like you know, you name it. And we get so much intel through there, just people.
What kind of intel are you getting? Are you getting good quality video? Are you getting good quality pictures?
Yeah, and then, you know, not just that too, but like you see you know, you pull up the map and you're like, okay, we got like five reports from this like one spot right here. Like that in this, you know, within a really close range, it's like, okay, that's kind of interesting. Like that, you know, and even if it is people, in some instances, you know, messing around or you know, sending in a false report,
yep.
Then it's weird that it's right beside like four other reports. So yeah, like stuff like that is always like really excites me when we get something like that geographically that comes in. But then all the other stuff I mentioned too, and there's stuff in the news that comes out, but yeah, there's, you know, a lot of good stuff in Ontario, and we have so many people on the show that have seen them and have different pieces of evidence. So it's all there too if people want to look into that.
Can you give your information again on how people can get a hold of you if they do think they have some sort of video or some evidence?
Yeah, so the easiest way is through our website, sasquatchuniversity.com. We have a little thing on the website if you've seen a Sasquatch or have info, so you can just click that and message us and we'll get it. People who want to see us and the type of work we've been doing, Sasquatch University on Wild TV, you can always check it out there. So, yeah.
Mike, you used to work up north. You've seen or heard things that you thought might be something?
Yeah, no, I worked like 200 miles north of Thunder Bay along the Minnesota border, and I used to be around the natives, and they used to talk about hearing the clap in the forest at night, and that was a bad thing. And they referred to this as maybe they would call it the Windy Goostagon.
So the clap meaning what? Like actually like some clapping, or what would
you just hear like this clap in the forest, and then you knew that maybe that, you know.
What is the name again that they referred to?
They call it the Windy Goostagon.
Have you heard of the Windy Goostagon?
I'm not sure, honestly, if I've heard of that particular name or not. Like, there's a number of indigenous names, like, depending on which group you talk to, and they all have their own oral stories and histories of these creatures. And we were lucky enough to have, some indigenous elders on the show to talk about, this kind of stuff. So, but yeah, we have heard about, you know, some of the claps and these different signs and different meanings they have. And it's really cool. I don't like to get too deep into it being like a white guy and everything, but in the show we just let them speak for themselves, and it's super cool to hear what they have to say.
Where are you looking in the next little while?
So we're still kind of mapping out where season 2 is going to be, and a lot of that will just have to be with, you know, where recent reports are coming in at the time we get ready to go out and film. But Northern Ontario especially, like there's a few spots where I'm still kind of figuring out if we'll maybe stick to one particular or two particular properties where there's been a number of activity going on, or if we'll try to spread out.
Do you just set up your cameras or motion detectors, or do you need to get permission from whoever owns the land, or?
Yeah, it all kind of depends, like who's in charge of that land, obviously, but that's what we do, and those are the people who get in touch with us, and like whenever we go to a place like that, they want us there, and they've asked us to come out, and everyone we've been able to go do that with has been really cool. So I haven't had a bad experience yet in doing it that way. So yeah.
Someone is up near Madawaska and thinks they've seen some things. Can you give your contact information one more time?
Yeah, sasquatchuniversity.com. You can reach out to us there, and we'll get it and be in touch.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Ryan Willis, Sasquatch Society, Bigfoot researcher.